Welcome to the podcast for Chapter 3 from the book Strategic Information Systems Management, Key Learning Points. Senior management supports and champions the IST process through the whole process, both at tactical and strategic level. This needs to exist and be seen by everyone to exist, as it signals the project's importance and the commitment of the organisation to a successful outcome. Detailed planning is necessary and takes time. Conflicting projects and other impediments that drain resources are recognised and eliminated. Project management principles are applied. The key business objectives are identified and kept in focus. Requirements are evolved over time by the use of prototypes. Politics and egos are actively reduced and managed. Adequate investment is necessary. Information systems development cannot be done on the cheap. Realistic implementation timescales, such as at every stage, whatever they may be, is performed adequately. Proper testing should not be squeezed. An appropriate information systems development approach method is adopted for the context. A staged approach needs to be adopted to minimise risk. Some useful functionality should be delivered as soon as possible to gain momentum. Users and other stakeholders are identified and involved throughout. Good and experienced ITIS people are involved with track records of success. Good performance should be recognised and rewarded. Key people should not be taking off the project. Changing requirements are recognised as a normal occurrence, and those that do not occur are addressed. They might be accommodated or ignored as appropriate. The technology itself should be proven. If state-of-the-art technology is necessary, then the risk should be identified and minimised, e.g. having alternatives, or by in being only a minor part of the whole. Any contractors should be managed if they were a part of the internal team. Problems are recognised as they are encountered and not ignored. No surprises should be encountered or emerge at the end. As a last resort, if serious problems are encountered, project timescales should be delayed rather than risk a disaster.